Welcome to the True Topics Podcast, sponsored by True Star Media. I'm Jane.
I'm Janaya.
And I'm Naya.
And today we're going to be talking about splitting the bill. So, start up with fact number one. We got friends. When you go out with your friends, who pay the bill?
Okay, according to Newsweek.com, it says Gen Z has a different idea about who should pay the bill. It states that Gen Z believe that the higher earner in the household should pay the majority of the bills. What are your ideas on this statement?
I feel as though that's not right. I'm going to go 50-50 because if we talk about everybody that lived in one household, which if all your friends living in the same household, that's cool. But if we're talking about like kids, like siblings, if my siblings are like 3 and 1 years old or 3 and 8, like, yeah, I'm gonna pay for their stuff. I'm a older sibling. But then also talking about like, how old are you? Are you old enough to have your own money to really afford and pay bill for kids? So yeah, I don't think it's really because who's the oldest, but who's earning the most money. And not even that, like, if you have the money, pay for your bill. If you don't have the money, eat accordingly.
I feel like if you know you ain't got no money, you need to stay on your budget. Stay on your budget and get the food that you need to eat. Because if you know you ain't got no money like that, and then you don't need to expect everybody else to pay for you. If you know you ain't got no money, don't get over what you only have. You only have a certain amount of money, so why would you go over it? That's exactly what I feel like.
Let's talk about when you have a certain amount of money at a restaurant. How do you go about that? Because for me, I feel like if you know you have a certain amount of money and you know you're going to a restaurant that you probably won't really be able to eat at your price, don't go. But if you have $30 and you want a steak and the steak is $29.99, don't get that steak because you don't have enough money to cover the taxes and stuff that comes with that steak. So when you know you eat on the budget, I think you need to find you something to eat that's under the budget. So, like, leaving at least $5 off for taxes so you ain't got to worry about asking nobody for no money to put it on your bill.
Yeah, baby, if you got $30, you might as well just go to McDonald's or something, and you would get a little good meal like that. Yeah. That's what I feel
and
like.
And still okay. Have some money left over.
McDonald's, Subway.
Somewhere. Okay, the next topic that we want to talk about is who pays, men or women? So, according to Newsweekly.com, they spoke on about the topic, and they feel as though the bill should be equally paid depending on the couple's relationship. I feel like if they're in a relationship, I feel like the boy should pay for the bill, to be honest, for me. But I feel like it just say depending on the relationship. So, I feel like if they like together, if they dating, I feel like the man should pay for the bill. Because that's just what you're doing. You should pay for the bill. And then if, like, y'all, this y'all first date, like, and then if you initiate the date, I feel like if you initiate the date, you should pay for the date. So if a girl initiate the date, you need to pay for that bill, not him. That's what I feel like. What y'all feel like?
I feel like I don't think it should be just the men. Because if we've been in a relationship, okay, if we start now going on a first date, yeah, take me out. If we on a first date, yeah, I want the man to pay for it because you're trying to get a piece of me. You want me. So it's like, yeah, take me out. Pay for it. But if we've been in a relationship, then I feel like it don't matter who pays. But if y'all constantly going out and the man constantly paying, the female should try to pay for it once in a time. But if y'all still going out and the female paying, let the man pay. I just feel like it should be 50-50. It just be like, you shouldn't even think about who paying when you're going out. Just, okay, whoever put out their wallet first. So, yeah, I don't feel like it should be the man should pay it or the female should pay it.
Okay, what you feel like, Naya?
I feel like it should be 50-50 on the first date because y'all both planned it. And sometimes when the female not playing, sometimes females be running out and be ordering too much. Mm-hmm. Especially when they like to eat, like, okay, not trying to, never mind, that's going to be
okay, let's talk about that. When y'all eating on somebody else's money, not y'all parents, because y'all know if y'all eating off y'all parents' money, you'll get whatever you want. But say if you eating off, like, your friend, like, your best friend funds, would y'all be like, okay, let me try to eat cheap, or let me not try to do too much because it's not my money?
I ain't gonna lie. If I'm eating off somebody else, no. I feel like if I know, okay, she paying for me, I'm not gonna overdo my part because she already paying for me. That's already her doing enough already. So I'm not gonna overdo my part and just actually get all this extra stuff. Like, no. I'm gonna get simple stuff. It's gonna be a little something, but it ain't gonna be to the point where I'm doing too much because it ain't my money. I'm not gonna overdo something that ain't my money.
Exactly. I wouldn't, if I'm eating off somebody else's money, I wouldn't even think about going above what I would pay if I was paying for myself. So if I know I wouldn't buy me this $30 steak, then I'm not going to do that off somebody else's money. But what's your take, Tanaya? Red Lobster is good. I would go to Red Lobster for a day.
I don't know. I've never been to Red Lobster, so. I was at Cheesecake Factory.
What?
Wait, what's it called? The Sugar Factory? It's expensive.
I ain't never been to the Sugar Factory.
They drink maybe $15 for them big old things. Oh, baby, I'll spend that little 20 on that little burger. I'll spend that.
So, according to BusinessInsider.com, their take on this is that nearly all grandparents help financially. Basically saying that, if you going out to eat with your family and your grandma there, your grandma paying the bill. And I agree with that. I feel like that's a standard. People think that, especially kids, think that their grandmothers and even grandparents in general are rich. And they should think like that because everybody have financial problems no matter how old you are. So, yeah. But what y'all feel?
I feel like if I'm going to my mama and it's like, okay, say if it's like a big dinner and I know I'm with my mama. Who? My mama paying. And my daddy is either my mama going to pay or my daddy going to pay. But it's most likely going to be my daddy because he like the man, you know. So he going to pay for that food. So I'm going to get whatever I want to get because my daddy got the money on. So he better be paying. He better be paying. He better be paying the whole thing.
That's so what if your daddy not there and you just there with your...
If mama got money on too, so she going to have to pay that too. I'm going to get whatever I want to get. And
so
she
you
gonna pay.
So you depend on your parents, not your grandparents.
Yeah.
Okay, what about you?
Same thing Janiyah said. I mean, you the kid. Why are you paying for your food if you're going outside with your parents? That's what they for.
I mean, like, if I got it.
Everybody's situation is different. Like, some people's parents can't afford food. Mm-hmm. So, I'm not going to say, oh, they automatically should pay. Like, if your parents got money, like how Janiyah said her family got money, then she covers. She don't got to worry about nothing. She can go order whatever she wants. She can get... She can get the desserts, all that. She don't gotta worry about none.
Okay.
But the grandparents, I mean, I can't relate to everybody else, but my grandma, she young. My grandma 48. She got money. She still working. So, like...
So, for me, if I'm going out with... Just knowing a type of person that my grandma is, if we're going to eat and my grandma there, my grandma going to pay for it, whether I'm with my mama or not, because 9 times out of 10, my grandma, well, not even 9 times out of 10, but my grandma is still my mama, so she's still going, if she's going out with her, she's going to expect her to pay for it, but if she's feeling lucky or if she's feeling like she want to be nice, she'll pay for her mama food. But I feel like 9 times out of 10, the grandmother is going to pay for the food, and that's not saying that we want grandmothers to pay for the food, it's just, like, that's at this point in life, it feel like that's grandma's duty to pay for the food. If I'm out there able to pay for my food, I said, I don't want mom to pay for it. I don't want you to pay for it.
I disagree with that because I feel like that's the grandma. Baby, I've been taking care of your mama for how many years? Baby, you better pay for this food. You better pay for this little bill. I've been taking care of you. You better take for that bill. And that's what I feel like. But I feel like my grandma, she got a little money on. Like, she ain't all, she okay, but I expect for my mama to pay for the bill because, yeah. That's all I gotta say.
Okay, y'all. So, I have one more question for y'all. So, if y'all go out, y'all going on a date, and y'all date bring their friend, how would y'all feel about that? Would that make y'all feel like it's, okay, I'm on a date? Or that make you feel like, okay, like, this is like a group thing. Like, you go on your date, your date bring a friend. Do you feel like your date's supposed to be paying for you and that friend and themselves? Or just who could this who you thought you was going to be on a date with?
He don't have to pay for you. He don't, like, no. He's going to pay for me and him. You better bring your own little money on the side because that's not your man.
So you feel like it's okay to bring a friend when you're supposed to be on a date?
I'm not going to bring no friend, period. I don't know whoever doing that, they need to stop doing that. But I'm not going to bring no friend on no date, and I know it's my man going to pay for me and him. I mean, yeah, like, he going to pay for both of us, so why would I bring her on a date?
Exactly, and it's a date.
I feel like if I give my man a heads up, like, okay, boom, like, I'm taking my friend with me, and she barely got enough money. Could you pay for her? But I wouldn't even ask him that. I'll pay for her because if I know my friend's situation, I'm going to pay for her. I'm not going to expect him to pay for her. He probably don't even know her like that. But she ain't going to be on no date, though. She gonna
I just feel like – I feel like you shouldn't even be inviting no friend out today anyway unless it's going to be a two-day. Yeah, double date. That's gonna be a double date. But if you on a date, me and my man ain't going on a date, and he invite his friend, it's gonna be off because it's supposed to be a date for me and you. But thank y'all for listening to True Topics Podcast, sponsored by True Star Media. Make sure to follow us on Spotify at True Star Media, Instagram at True.Shy, and Twitter at True Star.DLT Life. Bye, y'all.